This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, in a moment. But first, according to Denise Gelhart, an over 40 stay-at-home mom who writes about motherhood and life as she sees it on her blog, there are seven things that no one told you about having kids. Number one, moments of privacy. Ha, forget it. Children have an innate sense of when you want or need time to yourself or a moment with your spouse. Personal space, what's that? Babies and toddlers have no clue what personal space is. Number three, whatever you are eating, they want it now. Number four, your stuff equals their stuff. At least that is what they believe. Number five, you will lose your mind. I'm sure you've heard of a pregnancy brain, huh? Well, that's nothing compared to mommy brain. Focus is a thing of the past with all that you need to keep track of now. Number six, what they didn't tell you about having kids? There will be bodily harm. Be prepared to be harmed physically by your adorable bundles of joy. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate here every week, and this week she's got a great topic to talk about. Anne-Marie, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I am terrific, and what you'd like to tell everybody is that the FBI now has determined that animal cruelty is a much bigger crime than many people thought over the years. So what's the latest you can tell us?
Well, actually, yeah, they've categorized animal cruelty as a top-tier crime alongside burglary, arson, kidnapping, and homicide. So it's part of the big five. I mean, that's huge news in the animal world and actually in the world itself, because now the feds and local officers, local law enforcement, will take animal cruelty cases much more seriously, and more attention will be paid to those animal abuse cases coming in every day across the country like we know.
What caused this change, do you know?
Well, I think it's long overdue, number one. I think the Michael Vick dogfighting case had a lot to do with it, because that was really the first time the feds took notice and really got involved in a very large dogfighting case. It's because it spanned several states. They were moving dogs back and forth, and Michael Vick was such a high-profile football player that they took notice. He was actually worked out a plea deal. He went to jail. So this was big news, and the feds realized people really care about this issue. They care about animals. They care about animals being treated humanely. Michael Vick, if someone like Michael Vick can do time for animal cruelty, then certainly we should take notice and start paying more attention to it. So I think that case was really the landmark case for all of this now. But I will say the FBI has always been very interested in animal cruelty and the link between serial killers and domestic abuse within the home. So that whole link between if you harm an animal, most likely someone else, you're harming a person in that household. If an animal is harmed, probably a child or an elderly person or a spouse within the home is being abused as well. So the FBI always sort of was on the front page regarding that, but they didn't categorize it in the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which is something now that they will be able to track cases of animal cruelty and really prevent these violent crimes from hopefully happening in the future. If they're tracking crimes and they track each crime incident that occurs in whatever state it occurs in, they can track these violent offenders and really understand why they're abusing animals, how it's happening, where it's happening, how often it's happening. It's really, really an amazing time right now.
So you obviously, in your years of policing for the ASPCA, mm-hmm. you saw a link between animal cruelty and people cruelty, if you will.
Oh, every day. I mean, I was shocked. I was just a small town girl from Connecticut. I moved to New York City and became an animal cop and had no idea I would be involved in so many domestic situations and see the link between someone neglecting an animal, starving an animal, say, and harming or starving their child as well, or someone else in the household. So I knew it. And it's interesting because when I first started out back in 1995, it was a long time ago, prosecutors at that time really didn't know anything about animal cruelty. I mean, they had to type the actual law into the computer every time we made an arrest because it wasn't even in the database. It wasn't even in the computer. They had to type in the law, and it took them so much time. We spent so much time explaining to them what animal cruelty was, how it could hurt other members of the household. So this is a long time coming, and I'm so happy that the attention is now going to be focused on tracking these crimes and taking them more seriously. It's sort of like the trickle-down effect. If the feds start taking it seriously and prosecutors, then the local prosecutors and law enforcement will also start to take it much more seriously. And hopefully we can prevent animal cruelty and other crimes against humans as well.
So back in the day when it wasn't as part of the computer program, I assume that the law enforcement kind of ignored it or, you know, put it off because they couldn't be bothered doing all the extra paperwork, when now they can just hit a button and it pops right up.
Yeah, absolutely. It took a lot of patience on our part, but we knew we were doing a serious crime. We were dealing with serious issues, and it took us a long time. And over the years, and then when Animal Precinct came on, Animal Planet, people all across the country and now across the world have realized that animal cruelty is something we need to stand up and take seriously. We need to document these crimes. We need to try and prevent these crimes. We need to get involved sooner and make sure that animals are being treated humanely, and that's certainly something that should have happened so many years ago in my mind. But, you know, sometimes it takes us a long time for everybody to get on the same page, and now that they have, we'll see what happens in the future.
Well, if the word gets out that now the federal government, the FBI, is considering this a major crime, I think that would certainly catch people's attention, right?
I would hope so. I mean, I think this is huge. I don't know if anybody else out there does, but I certainly think that this is huge, because I know the importance, and you know, Mike, you know, you see when we go to these functions all the time, animal events, how much people love their animals. And can you imagine someone hurting your own animal? You would want law enforcement and prosecutors to take that crime against your pet seriously, or any pet or any animal out there. They are feeling, breathing, loving creatures, and they certainly deserve our attention, and they certainly deserve our protection.
So now, how does that trickle down, you say, to the local people? You think that they'll take notice because the federal government's taking more notice?
Oh, absolutely, because they'll also be able to track it. That's what that National Incident-Based Reporting System is all about. So local law enforcement can go on and, say, track a person who lived in New York who has now moved to Indiana. That person, if they were convicted of animal cruelty in New York, can now, it will follow, their record will follow them because of this national reporting system. So they're in the system. So now we can say, okay, this person was in New York, and now they're in Indiana. And before, you would have no idea. There was no way to follow that person and the crimes they committed in terms of animal cruelty. There was in terms of homicide and kidnapping, but not for animal cruelty. And that is going to help so much with local law enforcement, who can now say, oh boy, this person's a repeat offender. We need to watch this person, we need to monitor this person, and we need to know exactly what's going on with this person and stop them, hopefully, from committing more crimes against animals and humans.
You know, it's funny, but I think when some people hear about this, that the FBI has now elevated the charges to the top tier, they're going to say, well, I always thought it was a top tier offense.
Yeah, you would think. You know what I mean? But really, it was the bottom of the barrel. And that's so sad to say. Unless you were an animal cop or you were in the animal world, the humane world, you know, animal cases, it's taken a long time for prosecutors and law enforcement to take it seriously, because it's not something that was taught in the police academies until, you know, the last 10 years or so. Police academies are slowly coming around and including it in their curriculum for law enforcement officers. And also prosecutors, you know, they're pretty much just taught the basics, you know, the drug cases, the homicides, important crimes, but they certainly don't spend any time on animal cruelty up until now, where I'm sure that there's going to be a big shift in the teachings that go on in universities and law enforcement academies all over the country.
Well, I think those law enforcement academies would be wise to bring in a guest by the name of Anne Marie Lucas to explain things to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent so many years while I was on the job doing that same thing. I taught law enforcement all over the country. So I can always talk about animal cruelty and how important it is to take crimes against animals seriously and to protect our most innocent victims.
All right. Now, your pet tip of the week kind of ties in with all of this. The old, if you see something, say something.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and especially to watch children. There is no excuse for any child to ever hurt an animal, and I don't care how small that animal is. It's just never acceptable for anyone, especially children, to learn how to harm an animal. And if you see a child going in that direction, we need to step in as a society. Parents, if parents don't listen, teachers, if teachers don't listen, law enforcement, social workers, doctors, whoever can get a hold of that child and stop that behavior as soon as it starts, then perhaps we can stop further crimes with this child, because that's how it starts. You know, serial killers, if not all serial killers, started out abusing animals first, and then they moved on to their human victims. It was almost like practice for them. So if we can, and actually, you know, all of the recent cases of serial killers and all of the recent crimes that you hear, school shooters and all of those sorts of crimes, if you look into their background, a lot of them, if not all, started out abusing animals first. So we really need to get a hold of it and stop it before it starts.
All right. Anne-Marie Lucas, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much.
And with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett. And you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This racer won 3 Indy Series titles and was always considered among the most cerebral drivers. He won the Indianapolis 500 as both a driver and an owner.
And Bobby Rahal has won his first Indianapolis 500.
So, where is Bobby Rahal now? Bobby Rahal never left racing. He became an owner-driver in 1991. After his partner left, a late-night icon bought into Team Rahal. Bobby's biggest success is his automotive group, which boasts 14 dealerships throughout Pennsylvania. And driving between those dealerships is how Bobby's wearing tires down today. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 8 out of 10 drivers surveyed in AAA's annual traffic safety interview rank aggressive driving as a serious or extremely serious risk, which jeopardizes their personal safety. Road rage in America is a serious, growing problem. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. More highly aggressive driving. AAA points to tailgating, failing to observe stop and yield signs, and actually seeking confrontation with fellow drivers as aggressive behavior. We've seen aggressive lane changing, passing on the right, and rabid bumper sucking when the super slab gets seriously wrong. Slide to the right and let them go on by. Road rage is a serious growing problem. Don't be part of it. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road.